Mila, do you track your husband's every move?
In the bedroom and everywhere else.
Oh, girl, well, I can't wait to hear your take on these listener emails.
Oh, neither can I. Plus, a new All-Stars winner is crowned, viral vids, and so much more.
So stay tuned. Girl.
Forever. Dog.
Vanilla.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got. Trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop. Even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey. Welcome to the Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Let's dive into our weeks. Latrice, how was your week? Anything crazy or exciting happening?
No, not really. It's been really, no. I didn't do nothing. No, that's not even true. That's a lie. I did do something. I went on a date with
You're holding out on me, girl.
But I went on a date with my husband, and that's always a treat because we don't go anywhere. So, but this past week, we went down to this hotel called Faena. It's a beautiful, posh hotel on my beach. They have a cabaret show called Tryst. And when I tell you, they have everything, aerialists, dancers, burlesque, fire breathers, drag queens. It is live vocalists. It is just a show. And we went down because our good sister TP Lords works there. So we went to go see her do her thing. And it turned out that one of the kids that I used to teach in Color Guard is the costume designer and wardrobe person for the entire hotel, staff, theater, everything. She does the uniforms. She does from everything that you look at that hotel, she designed. And I was like, oh my God, Carrie, you are doing the most. It is like huge, huge gig. And she's so good. But I got to see this, the girl who was just finishing out her run. Her name is Kat Cunning. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Well, she's a singer, you know, I don't know how to describe that kind of singing. It's kind of Sia-esque, kind of, she sounds like a Sia.
Like a Sia. Was she hanging from a chandelier?
Basically. She's really talented. And, so they all sing and dance, do multiple things. It's really a jam-packed show. So that was a lot of fun. Expensive. And we didn't buy tickets. But between dinner and drinks, it was like $600 a night.
Okay.
I kid you not. Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta spend the money and be like, you know what? It's worth the experience.
Well, that's the part of it. It's like, we don't do it often. We don't even know that part. We didn't even know that life existed because we don't go anywhere like that. But we decided to just go ahead and act like we had it like that. And just like, let's go and order what we want. Do what we want. And bitch, the bill came. I was like, good gag, bitch. I was like, whoa. Okay, we did that.
All right, honey, next time you're paying.
But we had a good night. But that was an expensive night out at home, honey. Yeah.
Damn. Well, that sounds like fun. You know what? Sometimes you gotta splurge and treat it. And then you have to realize, like, we ain't doing that again. So I hope you like that. Next time, we're just getting
something because our anniversary.
Next time, we gotta do appetizers and then water. That's all you get, baby.
And water, bitch. With lemon and Splenda. I can make my own lemonade, bitch. get ghetto on you. No, but we gotta do, I had, like, I know that we're gonna be doing something because it's our 33-year anniversary coming up at the end of the month.
Oh my gosh, time flies. Time flies, girl.
Here we are, 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do something. And like what we did not do last year was anything. We were here at home. It was the middle of the pandemic and we didn't go anywhere. So I cooked this dinner on the lanai. but that was it. We didn't really, we had a just quiet evening at home. It was kind of uneventful. But not this year. We're going to do something.
So. Something big, honey.
Yeah. And it happens on the weekday, so it's going to be easier to like.
Okay, cute. Won't be $600 for dinner, hopefully.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Lunch.
Mm-hmm. Alaskan King crab legs?
Oh, right. By that time, you're right. Yeah. I should have them by then.
Don't get too confident, girl. Don't get too confident. Last queen standing.
Girl. That's what you got. Last queen standing. What about your week? What have you been doing?
I had some fun this weekend. Hung out at the pool at my friend's house. I have some really, really beautiful friends who just look so good in Speedos in a pool. So I can't complain. Life is good, mama.
I have been seeing the pictures. Yeah, lots of ass and bulges is all I saw. Ass and bulges.
I have no complaints. My life is good. If only I could go back in time and tell my younger self when I was like really, really like not like understanding like my gayness and whatever. I just wish I could go back in time and tell myself this and show the stories on my Instagram to my younger self and be like, don't worry, baby. This is what your life is going to turn out to be like. You're going to be fine, girl. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I had a great weekend. We got drunk by the pool. My friend, he has a fully restored Victorian house that is like every detail has been thought of. It's the original paint color. I don't know how he found out the original paint color because the photographs of this house are so old, they're in black and white, but every detail is there. Everything is like historically accurate. Even the sink, even the oven, everything is beautifully restored. Like he goes in on this house and we just hung out at the pool and had a good time, made hamburgers and hot dogs.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That's and easy I just breezy.
Watched my friends.
Oh, you skinny bitches eat hamburgers and hot dogs?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't think you wanted to eat that.
I love eating hot dogs, boo-boo. And I love me some buns, honey. And that you got to eat the hot dogs and hamburgers if you want your buns to jiggle like
Hello.
That.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
Jiggle high, jiggle low. Well, before we get into this inbox, we need to congratulate our new All-Star 6 winner, Miss Kylie Sonique Love. And I just want to go for the record and say
you called it.
If we were playing Last Queen Standing, I would have won again. I'm so happy for her. I told you early on I was rooting for her and I love all my sisters, but I was really, really wanting her to get her shine because I feel like she's so deserving and the opportunities have not come her way as easily as it has for others who have participated on the show. So
yeah, because like when season 2 was airing, like it wasn't as popular of a show. It was still on Logo, which was like a channel 150,000 like on cable. You had to pay the extra cable package to get the channel. And she didn't make it as far. She didn't really make it as far as some of the other queens did. And so she really didn't get the chance to make a big enough splash to like, you know, keep her career going for so long. Although she's had a significant career.
She's been doing the damn thing, but she's had to grind and hustle and do her thing to get where she is and to sustain. You know, when you think back then, I felt like when she left season 2, that it was a very, it left me feeling to be continued. I felt like it was a, one of those situations we did not get the full story because she was discovering that she was a trans woman at that time. And that's when she left. You know what I mean? All those things were happening.
And that's so right.
She had, it was a really like one of those to be continued moments. And I feel like she got to like fully live out her life and fantasy and story on all six. So I'm really happy for her.
And to be honest, like back then, all those years ago, like on season two, it was still, it still wasn't discussed about how trans women can do drag still. Because I remember when Carmen Carrera came out as trans and she became a woman, people were like, oh, well, now she's a woman, she can't do drag anymore. So I think that a lot of people might... Lots of people, girl. Like, there was, like, a discussion. Right. Like,
I know. I remember. I'm just saying, like, who said that they cannot do drag because they're trans women? Like, that is the dumbest.
Well, it's because there wasn't representation in on the show, Drag Race.
On the show, yeah.
And so people only knew of Drag Race and drag from Drag Race. And, you know, a lot of the trans women weren't being showcased like that. Or if they came out, they were immediately removed, like Kenya Michaels or...
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, or Sony. Like, yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people didn't understand. I mean, a lot of people may have wrote her off. Because they were like, oh, well, she'd become a woman now. She doesn't do drag anymore. You know? But she did. And now she's proven after all these years that she can do drag at the highest level. And the thing is that I know for a fact that Kylie was scrambling to get herself ready for this season. And, you know, like, she didn't have the... She wasn't working these grand tours like some of the more recent queens. So she wasn't racking up the money to be buying expensive outfits.
All these fashions, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she... But
I do, I'd say she came with the fashions, though. She did come with the...
She did not disappoint. She
clothes look good on her and clothes look good off her. So she was fine.
Okay, either which way, she was covered, honey. Mm-hmm. Baby, give me like a piece of plastic and some duct tape and I'm good. She was good. But this is like... The most, when she, they, you know, they lip sync to that Stupid Love song by Gaga, which is full circle moment for her because she went home.
Oh, that's right, because she went home doing Lady Gaga on the very first Snatch game ever. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wow.
So, yeah, then but she did this that, bitch.
She tripped on her overcoat. Tripped
and did a full somersault that what the recovery to me was worth so much more than the mistake. I feel like the recovery was the payoff for me. Like, that was, I was like, bitch, that is box five, highest level of recovery I've ever seen. Bitch, anybody else would have been on their face.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee, because it looked like she was going down.
She looked like Pheromone on All-Stars 4. Yes, she looked like she was going to... And then she just like, as if she did it on purpose, she just tucked, that rolled, tucked and then and landed, rolled, landed in a pose and didn't miss a lyric. She was so sickening.
That was it for me. That was it for me. I don't care what anybody else do. That was it for me. Yeah. So congratulations, Sonique. I've always been a champion behind her, now she's getting her just desserts. I'm so happy. So good on ya.
Work.
Woo woo. And so now, a Rue girl loves the splits. And this past week, a compilation of every split in Drag Race lip sync has been making the rounds, but in reverse. Let's take a look at this. Because I don't think I'm going to. Damn.
I made it in there a couple times.
Okay, first of all, somebody.
No, was that
Mia
you,
in Manila?
What, they didn't include my little finger split I did in my lip sync against Kylie Sonique Love and All Star 6? No, I didn't make it. Oh, damn.
You didn't make the cut, gal. Oh my god. Somebody got way too much time in their hands is all I think. I mean, good on you for doing it, but bitch, you got too much time on your hands. So that is funny as hell.
Y'all can go ahead and go to a break now.
Well, let's take a break and let's take a break and get into this inbox.
You got the chop. You got the chop. You got the chop. You got the chop. Girl, you got the chop.
Now let's dive into this inbox.
Now, Manila and I are here for you, and we want you to send us emails at atresamanila@gmail.com, and we may read them on the show. So if you need some help or some advice, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm.
This one is from Eva. Hi, guys. My name is Eva. First, I want to say I absolutely love your podcast, and it makes me drive to work. It makes my drive to work very entertaining, so thank you for that. My issue has become more and more noticeable. Recently, if I meet a guy or if we hit it off and decide to go on a date, or we make it past the talking stage and go on a couple dates and make it official, I instantly lose feelings and feel repulsed by them. I don't know why, and they never really do anything that makes me feel that way. I just randomly get this ick feeling about them, and I feel like a horrible person. For example, I recently met this guy, and we talked for a bit and decided to meet up for some dinner. The second we decided to meet up, I regretted my decision and wanted to bail immediately because I felt no attraction anymore. I didn't cancel because that would be mean, and I also feel like I need to push myself and try to get past it. It didn't really work, though. I want to be able to be in a relationship, but I'm scared this is going to happen every single time I talk or date someone. I don't know if I'm the only one who ever gets like this or if it's a common thing. I question if I was asexual for a long time, and I'm still wondering if that is the reason I feel off when I'm starting flirting, etc. Thank you so much for reading this, and I hope you have a good day, Eva.
Wow. Well, I feel like you might be like attracted to the chase, the cat and the mouse of it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your thing is. Like, you're like a little black widow. Like, you like to do the whole get them into your entangled in your web, and you're like, okay, I'm done with you. Like, so. you might look into that, which there's nothing wrong about it unless you're really looking for love. Then that's really frustrating or it could be your gut instinct telling you that this person's the piece of shit and don't even waste your time. So if you have a sixth sense and you can tell that this person's not for you and you like just, you know, X them before they even get started, then you're ahead of the curve. But
I mean, maybe they're not the right one. Maybe they're not the right one. Or like you said, Latrice, like sometimes like the fun is in the chase. Sometimes it's fun to flirt. But once you know you got them, you're like, okay, well, now I know that I got them. And so now it's like easy peasy Japanese coasting now.
Yeah,
the thrill's gone. I'm done with this. All right, finish up dinner. I'm ready to go home.
I've been ready.
I don't know. I don't know how to remedy this, though.
I don't know how to remedy it, but I know that you can probably, I mean, these are the things that you can look into and like do some introspective work and be like, okay, am I just like here for the cat and mouse of it all? Or am I really trying to find love? So.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, if you don't
decide.
Yeah, and if you don't feel anything from them, then just take that as like the sign to not pursue them anymore. But because like you know when you meet the right person, like I don't know, I just want to say like I don't know if it's for everyone, but like when I I meet lots of people all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like no one ever like made an impression on me like my husband did. No one. And all the people I've ever met, like not one person. I get smitten by some cute boys that come, you know, through my meet and greet line every once in a while. Right, but like, right, yeah, right. But once that meet and greet's over, like, yeah, the feeling is gone. So maybe you haven't met the right person yet.
We have meet and greeted.
Well, keep trying, girl. Maybe
keep
one day.
Keep it on, girl.
More inbox.
More inbox. And this is from Grant. Hi. The best of Latrice and Manila, I have a question. A little embarrassing, but whatever. I have been dating my boyfriend for 6 months and things have been great. Mm-hmm. However, the other night after my boyfriend ate my ass, he told me that he wanted me to bleach my hole.
What?
I said I'd think about it. I know that area is dark, but it's normal. I didn't know that it was unattractive. It's just an asshole, LOL. What should I do, Grant? Well, okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I see, wow.
Well, first of all, Grant,
I don't even know where to begin.
I think what you need to do first, Grant, is squat over a mirror.
Take a look. Take a look. And see what
take
you
a look.
Eat.
You know, because it's hard. It's hard. It's all the way in the back, honey. It's like you don't know what that looks like back there, okay? But your boyfriend do. Yeah. So my suggestion to you, Grant, would be to say, baby, why don't you look into buying me some anal bleaching treatments, right? Now, okay, wait, Latrice, do you think that he should bleach his hole for his boyfriend, or do you think that he should just be like, just keep close your eyes and keep eating my ass?
I mean, like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, why is his hole darker than his nipples? Because usually, your hole matches your nipples.
No, usually your hole matches your lips. Like, it's the same.
Or that.
It's like, it's your lips is the opening and the hole is the out. You know, the mouth is the in, the hole is out. And usually they have a similar look to it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, this is the thing. He's the one that has to go down there. And as an accommodating partner, you want to make sure that the buffet is, like, up to standard.
Yes.
So presentation is everything. And if it's going to make him, like, go down and, like, want to eat out for, like, days at a time, then, baby, change your life. And that's a simple remedy to get your ass eaten more often. So I'm just saying.
I say, Grant, but have your boyfriend pay for the treatments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the other part. Or like
you want it? You go like get it for me.
I mean, your body, your choice. Unless you live in Texas. Anyway.
Chop. I think that you should just why not try it? Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Might like it. You might even be like, oh, it do look better that back there like that. You know, but take a look, see. And if you don't feel like your hole is too dark, you know, tell him to put on a flashlight, bitch, while he down there, bitch.
Look, we do lots of things for, like, you trim your body hair down there. You make it all look presentable. Some people don't, but, like, some people do. Manscaping. Mm-hmm. You know, people go work out so they look good naked. And so this is, like, not uncommon. But, you know, Grant, don't act surprised because, like, you know, this is something that you can't see. So you have to have someone else tell you because, you know, they're down there. And I don't know.
Down there.
Just go bleach your asshole, Grant. What's the worst that can happen? You have a beautiful pink little hole now. Why not? I can't believe we're talking about buttholes right now. Actually, I can.
We got more inbox.
Well, wait, we do. Okay, this one's from Luis. Hi, my chupettes. Ooh, I like that.
I like that too.
Today, I stopped sharing my location with everyone, friends, boyfriend, and family. I feel like it is an invasion of privacy, breach of security, and unnecessary information to be constantly being tracked. It just makes me feel uneasy all the time. I can see the GPS arrow pop up on top of my phone, indicating that someone is checking my location several times a day, and it makes me so uncomfortable. So I turned it off, and not even 10 minutes later, my boyfriend calls me angry about it being off, meaning he just happened to check in that short of time of that short of a time period. He says, if I have nothing to hide, there's no reason to have it off. It's a good point, and I understand how it looks to not have a reason other than I don't like it. I don't want to feel uneasy constantly anymore. What are some good and fair ways I can explain this to him? Luis.
Bitch, you don't want everybody knowing where the hell you are at all times. I feel the same way. Turn that shit off. It's none of your business. But, like, the government knows where you are anyway. So if you're trying to hide from them, they know. But,
get your Boost mobile phone and turn the GPS location off, honey.
But as far as, like, feeling like there's nothing to hide, that's not even the problem. Now I'm taking issue with the boyfriend because while you bringing it up, you don't trust him. Have Luis given you a reason to feel like you need to know where he is at all times? Has Luis tipped out on you? Has he cheated on you? Like, where are these insecurities coming from? The other side of it is like, you know, when you're pointing one finger to somebody, you have three other ones pointing back at you. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Here's my suggestion to you, Luis. Share your location when it is appropriate to be sharing your location, and then turn it off when you're done. Like you're saying, like, oh, I'm going out with my friends. So I'm going to turn my location on for you. And then when I come back home, like, you know, it's going to turn off, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe
that'll work.
But like your reason of that you don't like it and it makes you feel uneasy is reason enough to not do it. So yeah, either your boyfriend needs to get with it or not. But like it's unfair for him to be mad about not being able to track you. If I can call my phone and ask me where I'm at and then I'll tell you. Like
yeah, it's as simple that as will that. Work too. That'll you know work what too. I mean? The old fashioned way. What did people before internet and before satellites and before GPS like location? What did they do? They wrote letters and just hoped at one point, weeks later, it would get to them on time. I don't know. But
messages
like,
in a bottle, bitch. They were just throwing it in the water in a big ass ocean and
hope someone would find it.
Would find this bottle. So, bitch, we come a long way.
Yeah, but I get
okay,
it. Like,
so now, yeah, I get it. But no. Keep your independence. Turn your light off, honey. They don't need to know where you is. They don't need to know. But let's take a break, and then we'll come back with our tops and our chops of the week.
We're back, and it's time for our tops and our chops.
Now, we've discussed some relationships earlier. So this week, our tops and chops are the best and worst ways we have broken up or have been broken up with by somebody, or our best and worst ways of turning down someone or being turned down. So, I got some stories that are I'm not proud of, but I will share.
Oh.
So, do you want to go first? What is your best?
None of my breakups have been good. all of them have been traumatic and terrible. So I don't have any like, oh, well, that was a pleasant parting of ways. No, I don't have that.
You guys could also do something along the lines of like, if it was after a first date or a second date and you turned somebody away or they turned you away, it doesn't have to be a full relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It could be a date too. Okay.
So let's see. No, I have had all traumatic experiences because like, even when I go on like a date with someone or like if I start liking someone, I like have like this problem where I'd like instantly fall in love and like imagine myself being married and having kids with you and living my life to the fullest. So it always comes as like a horrible, horrible experience to me. So I don't have the best way of being turned down by someone, I guess. Oh. Oh my God. So this is not the, if I don't have a good top, I'll give you two chops. How about that?
I can take two chops.
Latrice, have you had like amicable breakups that you're like, well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be?
The thing of it is even though they were horrible, my last breakup before Christopher was mutual, but still we were in a lot of pain about it. You know what I mean? We cried like babies, but we knew that it was best that we do that. Still good friends today now. So
that's good.
The difference. Yeah, I'm like actually friends with all my exes, even the one that did not end very well when I went all Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett. Yeah.
Get your shit.
Except she burned up the shit. I cut all of his shit up and then put them in bags. Like I cut up, like that's anger. But I don't know if that's the best way of breaking up, but. horrible. Amicable, but like that relationship, I feel like, you know, we both knew that we're not doing it for each other and we needed to move apart and like reconvene at a later date. And we did. And that was great. Mm. And so now we're great friends. But so I think that was the best way because we were adult about it. We talked about it and we understood why we're doing it. Even though we're crying, we're like, I don't want to do it, but you know, it was happening. It needed to happen. And we did. And I felt proud because, you know, most people are like, oh, I hate this person. I don't want to hate the person I spent so much time investing in loving. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I don't want, at the end of it all, I don't want to hate you. I don't want to dislike you. You are an integral part of my life. And so why would I want to hate you? So if we can end this like adults and we can leave these on good terms, I think that's the best thing to do. And you have to take a break. You have to have time apart. You have to have however much time it takes to heal for you to be not triggered when you hear their name or see them or whatever. You have to take that time to like really be over them. And then you can reconvene and be friends again. And so that's what we did.
Well, that's good. Being an adult about it. Understanding that, you know, like not to dishonor what you had together and to not let the bad like outweigh the good. So that's good. Yeah, I've never had that. I've only gone full out crazy, or the other person has gone full out crazy. There's like full on Olivia Rodriguez, like driving past their house, like looking to see if the window's open, full out. So like, I don't even have that.
No.
So now it's time for me to talk about my worst. How about that?
Please do.
Oh my gosh. Well, see, I didn't really do a lot of dating. And so my relationships are very like when I commit to a relationship, they like last a really long time. Like my relationship with Antoine Sahara Davenport was like a different thing because like he passed. So that's that we didn't really have like that kind of
right,
thing.
Full, but yeah,
definitely
yeah, yeah.
That is the hardest thing to deal with is someone passing because it's not a breakup. It is literally like the things are ending, and that was like really, really tough, you know, because you yeah, know as he was yeah. as he was sick and dying, it was like this is the end, and like I'm trying to like grab onto every last moment, and so like time slows down, the pain is drawn out, then you have mm-hmm. to deal with losing someone, and it's not like oh like okay I might see him at the club and we have an awkward moment. No, it's like the person is gone. So yeah. that is the hardest because it's like, you know, like when you do break up with someone and it's a good breakup, it's like okay, you know that you're going to have to get over it and you're going to have to like move on with your lives. But when someone doesn't get to move on with their lives, it's like, you're like, oh shit. Like this is like a completely mm-hmm. different thing. But no, I've had some bad breakups. Like my breakup with my girlfriend before I came out was really difficult because I was not only dealing with the breakup, I was also dealing with the fact that like I had been outed. I had to deal with that situation. I was thrown into the deep end of like having to deal with everyone knows why we broke up because I was coming out and I was being gay and it was like I wasn't ready. So that was like traumatizing for me. Looking back at it now, like it had to happen. You know what I mean? I wish it was done mm-hmm. in a better way and on my terms. But like I was not going to, like, I loved my girlfriend so much that I was like, I'll just bury this gayness down below so that we can still keep on being together, which is not healthy. But someone had to do it. It was her. It traumatized me. But you know what? Eventually, like, yeah, we both went crazy, though. I went crazy. Jeez. She went crazy. Not a fun time, for sure. But I wish I could have a more adult break up that way.
Yeah. Now, have you been in contact with her since?
She tried contacting me after she saw me on Drag Race, and then I just ignored her. I was like, I have to just kind of let that go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too much said and done at this point.
Yeah, it was at that point. I was just like, years had passed. Like, almost a decade had passed. So it was time to just, like, release that. Like, no need to, like... Oh. Dig up
Rekindle.
Any old mm-hmm. yeah no need for that
mm-hmm. Well, like, you know, people are here for a reason or a season, honey, and mm-hmm. that was your lesson.
Don't date girls. Horrible. That was my lesson.
Well, especially if you're gay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Especially if you're gay.
That part. Oh my god, yeah. Well, I already told you about my worst moment. I got all Angela Bassett and chopped up the shit and put it out, and I still was proud of that because it wasn't until they got where they were going and started to unpack that they started seeing shreds of shit coming out of their bag. So that was a diva moment. Yeah, don't fuck with me, fellas.
Fuck Latrice. It's not her first time at the rodeo.
Oh, no, honey. I'm going to hit you with a hurt, sonny. So yeah, that was very vindictive, but I'm you know, this is what happens when you hurt people hurt. So
yeah, that's what they do. I mean, breakups are really really difficult. I have so many friends who are like have no idea how to do it, and I'm like always trying to like talk them off the ledge, like, okay, here's what not to do.
yeah you know, and it, like, people are like shocked and amazed that I'm still friends with like all of my exes. I'm literally friends with all of my exes, and it's like it's about the growth and the journey, and like I learned something about myself by being with this person. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they in a way help shape and mold me and prepare me for my husband. And so now I'm not carrying the shit that I used to do with them into my new relationship with him. And so this is why I feel like me and Christopher are so strong was because I refuse to repeat old habits. And when I see and I'm triggered and I feel like stuff like that is happening, I let him know. I'm like, I feel like this is like a moment where I would do this. And
yeah.
I'm going away from that. I'm choosing not to do that. And it's hard work. It's hard work not to do routine and what you're used to. But that's what makes marriage. And I love the investment and I love the work and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, especially during these times. Like he has been my rock. And he don't even know it, but he's been my rock.
Yeah, breakups are very hard. Breakups are hard because, like, a lot of times, like, especially in a long relationship, like, you get so used to them always around and being part, and you've shared so much, you have so much history that you almost don't know how you, like, even exist as a singular person. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, you put so much of your energy and you know that like, oh, something happened to me that's so great and I just want to tell that person. And you're like, oh shit, I can't tell that person because we're no longer together. You know what I mean? So then you have to go out and like rekindle old friendships, make new friends so that you have someone that you can share with. Even if it's not like a relationship, you need to kind of like divvy that up amongst your friends, your family. So relationships are definitely hard because... yeah, like you invest so much into one person.
It's investment, yes.
Mm-hmm, and then it becomes habit, and then, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Good luck to everyone that's trying to break up with their boyfriends and their girlfriends or their husbands and their wives.
Unless you're a complete asshole, then it's a real easy chop, honey. Yeah, get out and get by. Good day and goodbye, sir.
Get your shit! Get your shit!
Woo! Well, thank you much for listening to The Chop.
Yes, that's our show. So make sure you subscribe to our show and you can rate and review us on your podcast app. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
And you can send us an email and we might read it on the show next week. We want to hear from you. Hit us up at LatriceManila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon.
And we'll see you next week to find out
who or what gets the chop.
Forever Dog.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.